Hello. Well, got kind of caught off guard. Alger CRB. Nitro game injection. Yeah. I have nothing. I had to run around for, like, 3 minutes because, you know, have those things called parents, and parents are the loos. All right. I don't have anything, really. Say hello to Servalonis. That's all I got. Really, I'm now screwed. Yeah. All right. Worst NGI intro ever. But let's play something. How about that? You know, how about something from that game, you know, Metal Slug? That was a good game. Everyone loves that game. Even if you haven't played it, you love it already, I guarantee it. And let's see. We'll play something from Metal Slug 5. Actually, 4. It's called Again. Good stuff here. I'll load up with something from Metal Slug 5. Always a good choice. And after that, I don't know. Stuff. Like. Stuff. I don't know. Let's follow it up with a little vert. Why not? Started the show with him. Well, we'll do something else from him now. Why not? I got nothing else to do. And I don't know. We'll just let the song play. This is Nitro Game Injection, GNGI, Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh,
what's up? There was a whole bunch of crap there. Metal Slug 4 and 5. They're in a little vert. Some Deathwind. As requested by Nuts. He requested that. Nuts or Nuts. Different. Got Final Fantasy 1 coming up. Keep it here. Metro Gaming Junction.
sobre todas las cosas deben ser irreprensibles.
And we saw it on Monday. In fact, I have the song.
Que sea conocedor, navegado.
Next time your cat jumps on the keyboard,
it could be your masterpiece.
Good night.
NGI light for a little while. Then it was no longer light. It became dark. With this background music, it rocks. You know, rocks. Yeah, that was a bunch of Dragon Warrior in there. I don't know. I was just like, hey, let's play some Dragon Warrior. And I played some Dragon Warrior. There was a little Zost in there. Toasty Zost. and some other stuff. Ghetto Lee Lewis. Trick Waters. Ryan 8-Bit. And of course, Sean Faze. All in that lovely block. And before that was some stuff. I know I had Analog in there with his Doom remix. Overdrive remix. OCRemix.org. Yes. I don't know what else. Hell. I forgot. Can I legally forget things? Because I forgot. Up next, we got a few Tales of songs. They're from both games, sort of. Okay. Some of them are, some of them aren't. I don't know. WTF. And I don't know. What's after that? Hell, if I know. I think stuff is a good thing to put after the block of music. And then things are another good thing. Yes. We got the arranged version of Fighting with the Spirit coming up next in the Tales of Phantasia soundtrack. Not in the game, obviously, because the original game was on SNES, so obviously it would not sound quite like this. And we got a couple of tracks from Tales of Symphonia coming up. See you there. Nitro Gaming Junction, KGI, Phoenix, Arizona.
Hello, everybody. This is Tom Jones. It's not unusual to tune in to MGI. Whoa, baby.
was DJ Pretzel with Love Hurts from Sonic 1. Critic Marvel Zone Remix. Up next, we got some more Sonic stuff coming up. A little bit of Street Fighter. Some Guilty Gear. And some other stuff. Cool stuff that I don't think I've played yet. Some of it has. But oh well. I'm gonna play some other stuff. Got a little Daytona coming up again, you know. Because, I don't know. Nuts requested a remix of cover, whatever. Spring Yard Zone, and I just so happen to have only one. I think it sucks, but oh well, we're gonna find out. Keep it here, Nitro Game Injection, GameGI, Phoenix, Arizona.
I want to know how to feel. I want to know the place where my soul is burning out.
yeah. For those of you listening, get out of the street. Listen to the show.
This here is Funky Kong. Funky like a monkey. Donkey gets the ladies, even though it's kinda chunky. He lays it down when Diddy's not around. Then he hops on Funky's flights and hightails out of town. Let me hit you up with some of that monkey love. Come here, girl. Yeah, boy. Lay down, donkey.
Yo, yo, yo. Lay that night, girl. We're breaking in the zoo. And there in front of the monkey, I'll make love to you. Watch out for flying through. I said monkey love.
Selection of songs from Kong in Concert stuff. which I highly recommend most of the track on that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Before that was other stuff. I don't know, junk, whatever. Next, we got some stuff from some shooting games. Does everybody like shooting games? Everybody likes to blow the crap out of something else. Preferably with guns or bombs, you know. Usually bombs or guns or both. These lures. We got stuff from Gunstar Heroes coming up, followed by some Gradius 3, Life Force, Metal Slug, of course, more Contra, Thunder Force. I don't know where from there. I'll find something. It'll be good. Keep it here. Chicken, chicken, Angie. We'll be right back. Well, I think it's time to bring NGI to an end. I'm kind of tired. I don't know. I'm going to close off with just one song. You all know it. It's good. It is truly an epic. And it rocks. Come back next week for show number 70 of NGI. Show 70. What the? 70? I have too much time on my hands. No life. Whatever. Alright. I'm going to close it off with a little Chrono Trigger. This is Ashane with Zealous Entropy. So come back next week for NGI once again. And this is Kyle J. Sierby signing off. Good night.
eternal kingdom sealed when dreams can come true. But at what price? Am I a butterfly dreaming I'm a man? Or a bowling ball dreaming on a plate of sashimi? Never assume that what you see and feel is real. I'm Doreen. Seek the hidden path and open the doors of knowledge, each in turn.
The completion of the ocean palace will allow the seal to last forever. There will be no fear or sadness, just eternal peace. The seal's advances stem from a new energy source. Its power surpasses that of the elements.
I heard a strange prophet has come to the palace. I don't know the details, but I've heard he has uncanny powers.
It's the Sunkeep you see on the southern continent. A sunstone, once the source of this world's power, was kept there. But when we began using our new energy source, it was sealed up. Just like the North Palace. They claim we don't need the energy of this tired old planet. The Queen's Palace is at the center of Seal. From there, she protects the entire world. That's why we can sleep our days away.
The Earthbound ones are being allowed to work on the construction of the palace. So they do have a purpose after all.
His only friend, other than his sister, is that stupid cat. What tempest rages in his head?
How did we come by our skills? Why do others lack them? Who cares?
Listening to Nitro Game Injection.